And welcome back to the second hour of Born on the 4th of July. This is your host, Dr. A. Truat, filling in for Barbara Jean. And with me, Dr. Carly from North Carolina. Oh, we have a caller, that Gary from California. We got cut off. Go ahead, Gary.
When you were talking about all of these plagues, and you go back to the 16th century and the other ones, the old plagues, you always got to follow the money. When you had people coming in greedy, taking the land, taking all the money, and these people were laying in the streets, it was all about money and power. Today, the same thing. You follow the money. It's all about money and power. Subject I wanted to ask both you doctors is there a possibility that hepatitis C comes from one of these inoculations?
I'll give you my opinion on that, and it is just that. It's an opinion. I think it is, yes, indeed. My father was a Korean War veteran. He was wounded, spent time on a hospital ship, and was there given some transfusions and some drugs, and he got very sick. His liver became diseased, was jaundiced. And it wasn't until much later that he found out he tested positive for hepatitis C, as did millions of other veterans of that era. Okay?
The reason I ask that is I have hepatitis C, one, the worst you can get. And I asked him, I said, well, how do you get that? I says, I'm not dirty. I don't eat bad, dirty food. You know, all the things you're supposed to do, you know, I thought you'd get hepatitis from. And they said, no, what it is, you got it from, injecting drugs into yourself, being a drug user. I said, so is that how you get it?
You're a bad person.
You know, a lot of people listen to that. Doctor, to the T, they all say the same thing to me. And then after they're all done sharing this with me, I said, there's only one problem with that. And they said, what's that? I've never done that.
Well, yes, you did when you got vaccinations. And I'm sure you probably got some vaccinations before this. And I know that they're playing around with these viruses as well. I have a client in Oregon now, a 12-year-old girl, that got the Gardasil, the hepatitis, and the DTP shot on the same day. Within 3 months, she was in fulminant liver failure. They were getting ready to do a liver transplant on her. And they told the father that she had non-A, non-B, non-C, non-D, non-E hepatitis. Hmm. So, you see, they're creating more versions of this because when you inject somebody with multiple viruses at one time, they exchange DNA. You never know what's going to morph out of it. And so I realized they must be very excited about her. They wanted to send her to a teaching hospital because now they've got another creation. We can go up to F now.
Incredible.
Well, I agree that, you know, I did take inoculations in the past, and this is probably how I got it. But what's amazing is when they're going out there telling everybody that it's because they were using drugs. The only problem they had with me, and they had to stumble all over their tongues, is I never did that. I told them I drank beer.
Many Korean War era veterans and post-World War II veterans, it's an epidemic. And the sad thing is most of the veterans of that era, my dad included, didn't know until they just suddenly went down one day sick and ill, did some blood work and blood tests and found, oh, your liver's, you got some things going on there. Oh, golly, look at these HCV viruses in there. And that's what typically is happening. And then if it is diagnosed, sometimes it's often misdiagnosed and wrongfully diagnosed. But it is an epidemic, again, created by injections of some sort.
You're saying hepatitis C is, in your opinion, is invented by the government and inoculated into people. You know, I could tell you what it does to me. It's caused me a lot of problems. You know, it causes the kidneys to go down. It causes, you name it. This hepatitis C has caused me problems before I even
Absolutely.
Knew I had it. I was always
Gary, go to Dr. Carly's website. Maybe you can get some relief there, drcarly.com. We have to cut for another break. Thank you for the call. Good luck to you. We'll be back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper?
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
And welcome back. This is Dr. A. Truat, your host, filling in for Barbara Jean. This is Born on the 4th of July. And Dr. Carly, yeah, you know, Gary, the caller from California, you know, he's so typical again of the misinformation coming out from the medical establishment, what you call the halls of medicine. All they have to do is they just read their manual, and common sense goes out the window. Oh, you're profiled already. You've got to be a drug dealer or intravenous drug user. You've got HCV.
Yeah.
On.
They're going to assume that he's just lying about it, that he's not telling the truth. Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, if it goes against the manual, this guy's either dishonest or he's lying or he's not worthy of our treatment type of thing. Golly, you know, it's just a sad deal. But the vaccines, again, we're going to need to make this very clear. No matter what it is, whether it's a bird flu vaccine, whether it's a measles, mumps, rubella, they're all toxic.
Yeah.
They all have substances in them that affect the liver and other organs detrimentally. End of story.
Yes,
there's no such thing as a pure vaccine.
Yeah, that's why when the Generation Rescue group says they want to green the vaccine, it makes me want to vomit. But that word that Patrick brought up, that website Recombinomics, I just want to state that, you see, each person is a recombinomic machine themselves once they get injected with these viruses. As I said, they can morph together, they can exchange genes, and these are all. This is how many of these things are being created. They're actually using people as experimental guinea pigs, and then when they find somebody who's got a new thing, like my client in Oregon, they get all excited because now they have another thing that they can
and
harvest.
Another drug that can be produced to help with it, right?
No, well, actually, Gary, another virus they can select out and culture and then have another thing that they can study and possibly play with.
Exactly, and Gary brought up another great point. It's all about the money. What is the website? The Recombinomics. It's a combination of recombinant virus tech science and economics. It's all about money. And Dr. Henry Nyman and others are very much in this for the money. The Black Plague, as it's called, that ravaged Europe. As Gary brought up a very good point, we need to reemphasize that. It did, in fact, reshape the socioeconomic structure in a very real way in Europe at that time. And out of that surviving class of people came what's known today as the Black Nobility. And they are the crown heads of Europe to this day in those bloodlines. And it goes right to the Rothschild-Rockefeller lines again. It's just there. That's who they are, folks.
And let's not forget what they did to the Indians, giving them blankets covered with smallpox. You know,
yes.
This has been used many times, this technique of introducing bioweapons in order to decrease the population or make things go a certain way. But I wanted to just ask you, Dr. Rock, because I have headline news on, watching it in the background with no sound, and they just came on and said that, you know, we have our first death in the States now, a Mexican boy in Houston. And now Obama's starting to talk about closing schools in this country. So we see where this is going. But I wanted to ask you, what is your opinion as to how this got started? They talk about this boy in Mexico. I think he's 5 years old. They call him Patient Zero. My take on this is that Patient Zero probably got the vaccine. They probably told the parents they were given a regular flu, gave him this concoction with the chimeric viruses, and intentionally, and that is why he is patient zero. And they could have given it to many other people as well. They're just pretending that everybody else got it from this one little boy. How do you think they got the ball rolling?
Well, again, for speculation, I'm not. I concur with that completely. It seems to me like there's a certain segment that they were vaccinated with a bird flu. That would be interesting to see. The history of these people that have had the outbreak. Like Dr. McBean said so well, back in 1918, she lived it as a young woman. She said, the people that in my city that died were the ones that had been vaccinated. The only ones that got sick were the ones that had been vaccinated.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? There's a link there in the seasonal flu vaccine that goes out. It's a very real possibility that one or two vials of a very strong reagent could have come out, and it can remain inert in the body for up to 3 to 4 months before it becomes blossomed. Okay, before it comes out. And Dr. Deagle understands that very well, more than I do. I'm not an epidemiologist or a virologist by any means. But it just makes sense that, again, when you have a recombinant virus of influenza that has bird remnants, pig remnants, and combines with human, it just can't happen naturally. I know enough to know that.
Well, I just want to mention they do have ways that they can intentionally delay the introduction of the antigen, i.e. the germ. And I learned about this by mistake one day. I was looking through my medical dictionary, and I came across this term, lipovaccine. And what a lipovaccine is, a vaccine where they've put the antigen, i.e. the germ, into little balls made out of lipid material. And therefore, the lipid has to be broken down before the antigen is released.
So it's a time-release capsule, in other words.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, again, we need to take a caller. She's been waiting very patiently. Cheryl in California, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Oh, good. A couple of things. I read Dr. Carley's article about inoculations, and she says that informed consent is required before experiments can be done on people. But that's not right U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Section 1515 has an exception to informed consent. We can be tested on by our government during periods of wartime or national emergency
exactly.
without our knowledge or consent. And I think that Morgellons disease might be one such test. I'm not sure if your callers are familiar with this disease, but San Francisco and Los Angeles County are a couple of the areas that are being harder hit with it. Are you familiar with it?
Oh, yes.
Well, I just did a show on this a few weeks ago, actually, and I want to say I wasn't aware of that specific aspect. If you could email me that, I would appreciate that. I will add that to my website. In my documents, I do talk about Title 50, Chapter 32, Section 1520 and 1524, which says the Department of Defense can experiment on us without our permission with biological and chemical warfare agents as long as the local civilian officials are notified 30 days in advance and they can use vaccinations to do so. So I didn't know about that one. I would really appreciate it if you emailed that to me. But what I was talking about is the Nuremberg Code. You see, what's really amazing to me is that in Nazi Germany, we had these mad scientists doing all these horrific things to people, and they had the Nuremberg trials. Of course, in fact, the high-level mad scientists were actually shipped over here in Project Paperclip, including Dr. Mengele, who lived to a ripe old age doing mind control and MK-Ultra-type experiments on people. But, you know, these mad scientists that were held up at trial in the Nuremberg war crimes trials, you know, basically they would say, well, we were ordered to do it, and so we did it. And, of course, they were told that was not an excuse. We're seeing the exact same thing happening now as these low-level soldiers involved in the torture at Guantanamo Bay actually went to prison. And now we're saying, well, the people that ordered it, we just have to move on. You know, we're not going to concentrate on that. But I was just bringing up this Nuremberg Code that was developed after the Nuremberg war crimes trials. You know, basically, that's what they say. Now, anybody with common sense would ask themselves, why is war an excuse to not give informed consent? What's up with that?
Well, and who decides at what level? We talked earlier about the soldiers, the military personnel. Once you sign on that dotted line and you become part of the military, you give up your rights to non-compulsory vaccination, evidently. So, you know, or does that apply to the U.S. military in times of peace as well? See?
Well, they've got loopholes for any dastardly deed they want to do. And that's the bottom line, and that's why I encourage people to take back your power, inform yourself. If enough of us stand up and say, excuse me, this is unconstitutional, Dr. Ott mentioned what's written in that book, Horrors of Vaccination Exposed. Please, all of you, have to get that book. Get it from Dr. Ott because it's better to have it in a bound form. His office number is 866-989-9876. He's charging less than $10 for that book. If I was all of you, I would get a few copies. Like I said, I've got some just waiting for anybody that comes to my door. I'm giving them to every policeman I see, the sheriff's office. We have to inform those who are going to be asked to bring about this atrocity on us and our families as to not only what they're actually doing to us, but what they're going to be doing to their own families if they comply with this. If somebody's going to kill you, whether they're saying it's for your own good or not, once you know that's what they're doing, how can you let it happen?
I have a question.
Yes.
Again, back to Morgellons disease. It's a step in the direction of the Montauk Project's desire to have the computer integrated with the human brain.
I totally agree. Yes.
Yes.
It's actually connected to a hive mentality. I know a number of individuals that are working on this. And Morgellons, in fact, let me just say quickly for the listeners that have not heard of that before, this is like right out of the X-Files. This is where they've actually taken a synthetic fiber, silicon seems to certainly be involved, and brought it to life and made it into a parasite. And apparently they're spraying it on chemtrails. There's been a lot of researchers that have found it, you know, after chemtrails have been sprayed. And for some reason, which when nobody figured out yet, some people seem to be more susceptible to it, and once they're infected...
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, zero debt in 90 days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
And welcome back. This is Born on the 4th of July with your special guest host, Dr. A. Truat, filling in for Barbara Jean this week. Before we got cut off, Dr. Carly, you were answering the question on Morgellons disease. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to just finish that thought. I am convinced that we are all infected with this organism. As a matter of fact, some have said that there's a test you can do where you swish red wine in your mouth along with a little hydrogen peroxide and spit it out, and you can see conglomerations of those fibers, although someone else had suggested that how do we know that the food's not infected as well? So, I mean, they're spraying these chemtrails so much all over the whole world, actually, that who knows. But what we haven't figured out is why are some people actually extruding these fibers from their skin? And that's a thing I have not figured out yet, but it definitely seems like some people are more susceptible. But this is another thing that's straight from hell. And as I understand, the CDC is now admitting that there is such a thing, and they're investigating that. It really puts my mind at ease because we know that that's probably where it came from.
Have you perchance read Dr. Nicholson's book, The Operation Daylily?
No, I haven't.
This is very interesting. He, of course, he writes it of necessity, so he claims, as a fiction book, but it's based on this whole thing of the Morgellons outbreak and what's going on there. Very interesting read. I suggest that to you.
Okay.
Dr. Nicholson is, at least in the past, has been very vocal about what's happening, and it's called, codenamed Operation Daylily. Caller,
okay.
Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Do you have any other questions for us?
Actually, I do. Yeah, I agree. It seems like the Morgellons is coming from the chemtrails and genetically modified foods and cotton clothing that comes from genetically modified cotton crops. And even if you buy supposedly organic cotton clothing, that label requires only 19% of the cotton to be from organically grown cotton. So these genetically engineered bacteria and parasites are sprayed on the cotton and food crops, and that stuff is growing inside of some people, apparently, and, you know, very apparently like a tiny, tiny percentage of the population. But I would say the best thing a person could do for themselves is to get enough rest, exercise, eat organic food as much as possible, stay away from the junk, and have good hygiene.
Well, actually, let me just mention, I have a number of clients with Morgellons, and one of the things that I'm suggesting that they do, because an interesting aspect of Morgellons is that different people report different things coming out of them. I'm hearing all kinds of testimonials, not just white fibers that seem to move like mini worms, but different colored specks, gold, red, blue, all kinds of things. So what I'm suggesting to people is you can actually get a remedy maker machine that will make homeopathic remedies, and you can actually make an antidote of whatever's coming out of you on that machine and actually take homeopathics to basically detoxify it. So that's something that I'm suggesting to people. But the most important thing people have to realize is that all of these things we're talking about, we're paying our taxes for this crap. And it's just mind-boggling to me the amount of what we're paying for them to kill us and torture us. I had one woman call me up at 11:30 one night. She had Morgellons. And she told me, I think I have to commit suicide. I can't take it anymore. That's how bad this is. I mean, imagine having this feeling that you've got worms moving underneath your skin. And you can itch it all you want, but it never goes away. That's got to be one of the most awful things they've ever developed.
I agree. But people are being treated successfully who have really bad Morgellons. I read one guy, I think his nickname is Angel Morg. He and his children had Morgellons really bad, and they started dissolving, I think, a half or a quarter teaspoon of baking soda in water and drinking that every 3 days or so. And that makes the body very alkaline. And apparently that has killed off the Morgellons in their bodies. He says his kids are now pretty much the healthiest kids in their school.
Well, that's interesting because alkalinization is good for just about everything. I hadn't heard that, so thank you for letting us know.
Yep. And something else that I've read helps people who have Morgellons is certified organic Manuka honey from New Zealand. Manuka honey has incredible like antimicrobial, antiseptic, antifungal, antibacterial, you know, all these incredibly medicinal properties. And you take a tablespoon of that first thing in the morning, and it coats the intestinal lining, and then, like, it's fighting stuff in your stomach all day. And for me, it has eliminated all of my allergy symptoms. I used to wake up every 5 minutes because I'd stop breathing because I was so congested. Manuka honey has ended that for me. So there are, you know, these food and herbal and, you know, very basic remedies that cost next to nothing, and they're succeeding.
But we have to get them from to stop spraying it on us. It's insane.
And stop putting it in the food and stop paying the federal income tax.
Thanks
and
so much,
that.
Michelle, Cheryl, for that information. We got to go to the break. Again, this is Born on the 4th of July. This is your host, Dr. A. Truott, with Rebecca Carley. We'll be back with Patrick from Illinois once again with another comment. Hold on to your...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
And welcome back. This is your host, Dr. A. Truelot. This is Born on the 4th of July with my special guest today, Dr. Rebecca Carley. Again, Dr. Carley, all these Frankenstein creations that are happening upon us, we've talked about Morgellon in the last section. What about West Nile virus? All these exotic things that really were not heard of. Even 50 years ago, 30 years ago, a decade or so ago, all of them can be traced, and including AIDS, the so-called HIV, to weaponized projects primarily for the genocidal purposes of a corrupt group of people at the top. But no, and it needs to be said, the focus of this whole show today and yesterday is their perfect wet dream, as I call it, their perfect weaponized killer, and that is the killer virus, the killer flu, that was really amazing. Again, back in 1918, the people that it killed more than anybody else was the age group between 18 years of age and 36 years of age, that were mostly able-bodied, healthy individuals. They had the very highest mortality, approaching 30-35%. That needs to be said as well.
Just like now. And that's to me one of the main proofs that this is, in fact, what Tossenberger went to Alaska and retrieved and decoded. And they've used it to cause this to happen. There's no question in my mind.
on my DVD, as you know, I publicly, and on radio stations, I publicly charged a group of individuals headed and, you know, working with Dr. Michael Okerlund Levitt for first attempted genocide, yeah, hoping that this would never really be released. Folks, it's just the biggest lie ever that we are due for another pandemic. Who says we're due? Where is that written? Where is that in the cards that we have to have a pandemic every 80, 90 years? Come on, people. That's ridiculous. What a lie that is. So we got to spend your money, billions of dollars, with a B, for vaccines that haven't even been tried and tested, but we know are potentially lethal and deadly. My golly, you know, what could we do, you and I and other like-minded people, if we had just $5 million to work with, to educate people, to explain what's really going on in this whole mad world? But
well,
now the government has unlimited pockets with billions of dollars to spend to program the people's mind with lies.
Yes, and as Obama's threatening us all with socialized health care now because we're spending too much on health care, which is actually disease creation and death care, what I'm here to tell people is if we just stop the inoculations, period, most of the diseases would go away. If we got them to stop spraying us with chemtrails and pesticides and all of these toxins, take fluoride out of the water, all things that we're paying for, if those programs were stopped, we would not have a problem. And yet they're trying to take our supplements away from us with Codex. They're trying to make organic farming illegal now. How obvious does it have to get that the government is into genocide?
Yes, and the other big lie is that China is not a threat. The other big lie that they want to tell us is that the Chinese people are not oppressed. They're just like us in America. You know, that's very scary to me. If we get to the point where we think communist and the communist rule is okay, well, it's okay for those in government, but it's not okay for me, an American citizen.
Well, I don't think it's okay for the Chinese people either. It's the people at the top, the elite, the minions, as I call them. These are the ones who are doing all these things, but that's a very important point that you raised, how they're making us try to feel touchy-feely about. They say we're going into a socialist country. Our country has presently adopted pretty much every plank of the Communist Manifesto. If you don't know what that is, folks, just research that online. One of their main goals is to cause destruction of the family. They're doing a very good job at that. So we just have to wake up and see what's actually happening, not be afraid, just realize that all the terrible things that are happening are being done on purpose.
And, again,
and once we fire these people, then we'll have a nice world.
Yeah, exactly. And folks, your number one right, your inalienable right of all, is your right to health and happiness. That's what life is all about, folks. You give up that right the minute they compulsory shoot a vaccine with toxic poisons into your body and disguise it as a swine or influenza flu vaccine. Be very, very, very careful and very, very skeptical. We got Patrick Jordan waiting to go on with some more comments. Patrick, thanks for calling back.
Hi, thanks for having me again. I love RBN. This is a fantastic show. I've been taking notes for the past 2 hours on YouTube. And your guests. This is just fantastic stuff. I would like to play a little bit of devil's advocate here and tell you how the medical devils work, that a woman that I know had a severe fungal infection from multiple surgeries. And, of course, they gave her antibiotics, but antibiotics work on bacteria. It didn't touch the fungus. She died, and the medical devils coded on her death certificate complications of diabetes.
Of course.
And so with that in mind, that's the setup for this, that I 100% support your positions that this plague will come from the vaccines. But the question that I am bringing up, given the way that medical doctors work, how do we even know that the patients that have had this quote-unquote swine flu actually had this organism, when the only way to determine this is not through your personal physician, go, did you have a fever? Yeah. Were you sick to your stomach? Yeah. And take a history. You actually have to do what's called a viral plaque, grown in a petri dish, and then probably have to examine that under an electron microscope. Or I think now they have like genetic sequencing that they're supposed to be working on. So how do we actually know that all these people from Mexico, the people from New Zealand, the one in Indiana, Houston, wherever else, how do we actually know that these patients, whether they got sick or whether they died, actually had this organism, and it's not just the scare tactic to back people up by fear into the needle?
Well, that's a very, very good point, Pat, and thanks for bringing that up. Absolutely, part and parcel of any pandemic is the root word pan, which means unreasonable fear, as in panic, okay?
Wow.
People start doing things when they're panicked into a pandemic, such as giving up their rights and lining up for a flu shot that they know is not in their best interest deep down inside their heart. Okay, so very, very important to understand, once you have knowledge, there is no need for fear, and there's no need for panic, and there's no need for a pandemic. Absolutely no way.
Well, and I want to say that I had mentioned before, what Patrick's saying is totally correct. We have no idea what this stuff really is. We have no idea what these people have died of. All these samples are being sent to the Centers for Disease Creation. We don't know what's really going on. As a matter of fact, on HLN, as I was watching it earlier, they said that this 22-month-old in Houston had, quote-unquote, underlying health issues. He could have had leukemia. We don't know. It could have been anything. So that's the thing people have to realize. They're not telling us anything more than they want to tell us. They're telling us what they want to tell us to get us panicked. I agree.
Yeah, and it goes back to the 1918 thing again, Pat. And Dr. C, they were such misdiagnosis going on. It wasn't labeled a new strain of Spanish influenza until well after the fact in the 1920s. Think about it. All of these doctors were just labeling a very rare form, okay, and a very acute form of pneumonia. They really didn't know really what they were dealing with, but they knew that this was causing people to turn blue, a very strange color on their face and upper thorax, and then they were dying of their own blood. Okay, so it's just in recent years, really, in the 30s and 40s, they thought it was, oh, it's an influenza pandemic, see. So, yeah, it's very good points. We do know it's a killer situation, but how do we really know? And you're right, I concur completely. It's a step to get the vaccination force on every man, woman, and child in America. That is their ultimate goal here. Pat,
thanks again, doctors.
Thank you. We have another caller waiting online. Come ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. On this child that died in Texas, I was on Dr. Mercola's site, and it said that this child was a Mexican child brought into Texas for treatment.
Uh-huh.
I got a couple other things I'd like to mention. I was listening to your thing about the propaganda telling how people are oppressed. We used to get all this propaganda about the poor people in Russia. Well, I believed that all until I saw a photograph of a Russian girl on her Harley in front of the Rolls-Royce dealership in Moscow.
You know, that's a very good point. You know, you look who controls Reuters, who controls Associated Press, and it comes back to, you know, basically the Rothschild, the Grand Vizier to the City of London, and the Queen. I mean, really, that's really what it's all about, folks. And we can talk for another show about this, but the reality is we are still subjects of the British Crown, whether you like it or not.
Right.
That's just a reality. These treaties of peace that we signed after the Revolutionary War in the 1812, the Treaty of Ghent, read them carefully, and you'll see they're just basically a ceasefire. We were never granted anything. We were still, they basically re-emphasized the Magna Carta, the ability, or the charter under the Virginia Charter to be basically subjects to the British Crown, not so much the Crown itself, but the City of London Financial District.
We've never been
free of that yoke, ever.
Can I tell you about my son's experience with shots?
Surely.
Okay, my son was 2 months old. My wife works in the healthcare business in Saskatchewan, and she took my son over to the hospital at 2 months to get his DPT shot. And he came home, and he ran a high fever, and she rushed him to emergency. And they gave him something to bring the temperature down. And that was the last shot he got.
All my sympathies to you.
Yeah, I sort of stepped in and said, no more of this. You know, why risk his health over something that he doesn't need? So he went through public school, and they kept phoning every year, but when are you going to get his shots caught up?
Huh.
And right. I would tell them what I thought of their shots.
Uh-huh.
And eventually, he was going to go into high school, and they said he couldn't go into high school unless he got his shots caught up.
Uh-huh.
So we put him in a private school where they didn't require shots.
Well, good for you. There was actually part of this book by Dr. McBean. She talked about the insanity here. There was one case where a young man was denied public school access for 2.5 years because he wouldn't do the vaccines. His parents wouldn't allow him to do that. They didn't have the option of going to a private school, but guess what? The school district came after him and charged his parents for violating the mandatory school laws. Okay. Hello.
Yep.
Well, they're so desperate to get the children inoculated with disease because the way it works now is that the schools that get federal funding, which is all the public schools, they have to have at least a 90% compliance rate. So once they have more than 10% of the parents who are actually protecting their children, they start to get very nervous because they're in danger of losing their federal funds.
And that comes back to that very thing. The federal funding for education is what
right.
drives so many schools, so many state budgets. That's what was blackmailed here in Utah, at least, and I'm sure it was in every other state. You either signed off on this or you risk losing some big-time federal funding into education and other gratuities.
Yep.
Folks, that's how they operate. And so this highly unethical, unconstitutional, illegal Model State Emergency Health Powers Act was passed without much debate at all. It was just kind of snuck right through. Barbara Jean, the host of this show, she didn't even hardly understand it when it was being passed, and it became law without much debate and nothing in the media, nothing in the press whatsoever about it.
Right.
Total blackout on the press on this subject.
Not to mention the fact that they had that thing ready to go, like, right after 9/11. So,
absolutely.
You know, and, of course, anybody that listens to this network knows that 9/11 was an inside job. So you just picture how these players are all getting everything ready. You know, I was shocked, although it just shows how arrogant these minions are, when Rahm Emanuel actually said something to the effect recently about, you know, you can't lose an opportunity created by a crisis, you know.
Yeah.
He said that recently, and it just goes to show that whole problem, reaction, solution. They cause the problem. There's a reaction. People say you must do something, and then they make the problem worse with their solution.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call, caller. We have another caller ring on the line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. You're on
here. This is Bruce. I'm here troubled by trying to figure out what we can do. And have you ever heard of the grand jury process where you can convene a grand jury and without the courts involved?
Yes, I have heard of that. I was hoping that somebody would actually proffer that as a solution. A people's grand jury, yes, you have the right to do that and hand an indictment. That's not a guilty verdict. It's an indictment.
It's an indictment, yes. But then you can bring these people, you can bring an indictment against these people if you get enough witnesses to come in there and say there's enough information that warrants an indictment.
I say absolutely, and top of the list would be Jeffrey Taubenberger, in my opinion, and the people that paid him to do this work and weaponize this terrible pathogen. Okay, take the time to get the movie Killer Flu, the DVD. Order it from Amazon.com. Dr. Carley played the soundbite on that, and make your own decision. But understand this. They stop short of explaining the root cause of the 1918 tragedy. And
And I just want to say, as I suggested also, I suggest you call Dr. Ott's office and get the book, Horrors of Vaccination Exposed, because Charles Higgins has so wonderfully given us the constitutional argument as to why them forcing their biological weapons on us is unconstitutional. And it would be wonderful if somebody would do what you're saying. See, unfortunately, they keep us so busy and so distracted. All of us are trying just to survive now as they're crashing our economy and things of that nature. And so many people are sick, so families have to deal with sick children, sick parents, sick themselves. Everything that they're doing is to keep us busy. If we could get a group of people together to do something like that, let me tell you, I'll be right there with you.
Absolutely. Well, what I'm suggesting is I believe you all are in Utah, is that correct?
I'm in Utah. Dr. Carley's in North Carolina. Where are you calling from, Carley?
I'm calling from Texas.
There you go, Republic of Texas. I'd say let's do it.
Well, what I'm suggesting is you two people would be excellent witnesses, and so it should be done somewhere that would be convenient to you.
Okay, hold on. We'll talk about this after the break. This is RBN Radio, born on the 4th of July.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, and welcome back to the final segment, Born on the 4th of July. This is your host, Dr. A. Truott, filling in for Barbara Jean on this wonderful Tuesday with Dr. Rebecca Carley. What do you think about that, Dr. Carley? Should we do a grand jury?
Okay, I would like to ask the caller to do two things. First off, call me off the air. My phone number is on my website, drcarley.com. There's somebody in Texas I want to hook you up with. Second of all is that I encourage you to also listen to the shows on this network by Ralph Winterod. He's on Sunday. There's a archive on my website that you can listen to. You need to learn about the administrative state and how back in the time of FDR they formed this illegal fourth branch of government, which is the shadow government, and this is how they're doing all these things to us, acting outside the Constitution. There's so much information that we've now learned that if a number of us could get together and figure out a way to address this, I mean, that in itself is a violation of the Constitution, and I'm convinced that if a number of us step up to the plate, we can do something.
Very good. That invisible fourth wing, by the way, the doctrine of Lex Foray and the rest of it, yeah, it's what led our ex-President Bush, George W., to say the Constitution is just a GD piece of paper, right? That's all it amounts to these people, it seems like. So we have one last caller, Ray in Utah. Are you still with us? Hello, Ray. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
When you have a program on, any program, you have to realize that some of us can't write as fast as stenographers. And one of the things I wanted to get was, I know in the 90s they were talking about this a little bit, about there was a law that had to do with allowing experimentation. And then there was enough people that realized it that they somewhat repealed it, and then they brought it back under some other law of the same kind. And I would like to know what the current status is of the law on experimentation in terms of saying, when I talk to my neighbor, I can say, well, you look at this such and such and such document, and you can see it's right there.
Okay, it's Title 50.
Title 70?
50.
Oh, 50, okay.
Chapter 32.
Chapter 32.
Section 1520.
Section 15 to 20.
No, 1520, 1520.
Okay, 1520.
And 1524.
1524.
And the caller that called in, I think she also brought up Section 1515. Which I'm going to have to check out. I wasn't aware of that. And, yes, in fact, you're totally correct. I was watching C-SPAN back in 1999. Somebody called in and talked about this. Within a few months, Congress had repealed it, but I have a copy of what they repealed, and they actually loopholed in everything and then added that experimentation on people can be used for riot control. And this is in the U.S. Code. And you can find that in your local library, the U.S. Code. Just go to the library, ask them for U.S. Code, Title 50, and then you check in that book, and you will find it and see it for yourself.
Okay, one other comment is you've been talking about deaths, which I don't disagree with at all. I believe in every case that this can happen, but there's alternative things that can happen without this happening, too, is some people talk about injecting you with, like, a capsule you know, for the mark of the beast, you know.
That's all part of it.
A little tiny capsule.
We've got to wrap up. Ray, thanks for calling. Just one little thing wrapping up. The RFID chip is part and parcel to this new vaccination, folks.
Yeah.
Because you'll have to be tracked with the RFID chip to be able to do interstate commerce, to go into your banks, to go into your supermarkets. It's all on the way. It's all funded and financed by the powers that brought you, Barack Obama. Zbigniew Brzezinski, Rahm Emanuel, are you listening? The people have spoken. It won't happen. Wake up, America. Thanks again, Dr. C. Thanks so much for helping move the show today.
Thank you.
And we'll be in touch. God bless America.
You will.